Lebanon clashes step up the evacuation pace, but the instability disrupts ministry. Operation Blessing is a first responder to the tsunami zone in Indonesia. And a church planting project in Papua New Guinea develops new tools for outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Evacuations have started in earnest in Lebanon as Israelis clash with the Hezbollah guerrillas. As the conflict intensifies, so does the pace of the evacuations. World Ventures missionary team is on the list, but according to spokesman Jeff Denglinger, they had plans to leave prior to the instability. The concern is over what happens in their absence.
The daily routines of life and ministry obviously are interrupted by the conflict, so that has shifted their normal ministry commitments to new kinds of ministries that are much more low-key and done with restricted movement.
Denglinger says that the situation has fine-tuned their focus.
Ministry has shifted to calls of encouragement, calls for prayer, and trying to make contingent plans for next steps. How should the seminary respond? And offer ongoing training, but also offer a message of peace in the midst of conflict.
Next, at least 300 people were killed by the most recent disaster in Indonesia. A 7.7 magnitude quake shook the southwest coast of Java, putting in motion a 3 to 6 meter tsunami that did the damage. The Asia Relief Coordinator for the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is Grace Weeb.
There's still many missing, and there is damage to homes, and about 30,000 people are homeless. They've fled their homes and they're away from the shore.
According to Weeb, the CRWRC is ready to help since they were helping with the Yogyakarta and Aceh disasters already. She says there's one very good reason why the CRWRC is helping in a Muslim area.
It's a very big witness to have a Christian NGO providing relief, rehabilitation, reconstruction to people of another faith. It's a very strong statement, and they know it.
Funding is needed to help with supplies and temporary shelter, which can be constructed for about $200 each. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Blessing medical teams are in southern Java, Indonesia, providing immediate emergency treatment to victims injured by earthquake damage, falling building debris, and tsunami waves. They've also delivered hundreds of emergency packs filled with food, water, and emergency aid items to survivors, with plans for 2,000 more. As they work, they're demonstrating God's love by alleviating human need and suffering in the aftermath of the disaster. Meanwhile, a team in Papua New Guinea with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is working on putting hymns and choruses in the vernacular. This project is the result of the success of their church planting work. The new church is being planted in the region of Bans. A number of adults pray to receive Christ during the week, pray about their discipleship in the local churches. They're likely to grow as a result of ABWE's effort and reconciliation ministry and leadership training.
It was amazing, even when you weren't telling the gospel, you could minister through your actions.
It's such a joy to help make Christ an impact on non-believers' lives.
That was really, really cool just to see how God worked through us regardless of language barriers.
That's what team members are saying about helping with Russian Ministry's summer camp program last year. It's a life-changing opportunity for the workers, but more importantly, for the kids who attend, says Russian Ministry's Lorraine Triggs.
Many of these children are street children and orphans, or are from really poor family situations, and the camps and our national workers make it a point to invite kids who live in orphanages to the camps. So the camps really are meeting significant needs in the lives of children and young people.
They still need funding for 1,000 more children to go to camp this summer. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. You can join Frank and me by signing up at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.